Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the meeting of the Governance, Finance and Community Services Committee for the 18th of September. We have an apology from Alderman Emerton and Alderman Jarman. Thank you. All persons in attendance are advised it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Do we have any declarations of interest? No? Item 3.1 is public question time, which is the opportunity for the members of the public to ask questions of Council. Perhaps just a reminder to those in the gallery that we do have a new public question time policy, which says that there is a maximum of 2 questions per person permitted and a maximum period of 3 minutes will be allowable for each person. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Chair Alderman Rockcliffe. My name's Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. Item 4.2, page 46. Of the 6 circular charts, 3 are more than 25% and 1 is 23.43% off track. The 2017-2018 AEP Actions-Organisations has 5 items, 4 of which start at a future time. Item 1.4.2.1, page 49, is 25% complete and is 25% off track. Why are the 4 activities represented by the circular chart so far off track? That's question 1. Question 2. In arriving at the circular charts with their summaries from the spreadsheets on pages 48 to 70, what does the on-off track percentage represent? The timeline, hours expended versus total hours, some other measure?
Thank you, Mr. Jenny. We'll take it on notice. I noticed some of the stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
No questions on notice from Alderman. We'll move on to item 4.1, Public Interest Disclosure Act, our procedures manual.
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Martin. Do we have a seconder?
A second.
Alderman Goodman, Alderman Martin.
Nothing to add, it's or in the attached manual. It's dated the 2017 update. Thank you.
Alderman Goodwin.
Nothing to add, Madam Chair.
Any other comments?
I've got a question.
Alderman Milne.
So, are these available for the public if any of us have got a conflict of interest or we're declaring anything? Is it open to the public to see those? Declarations?
Through you, Madam Chair. The Public Interest Disclosure Act has certain requirements. If somebody wishes to see the register of interests, there's a process they have to go through to establish the reason why they wish to see them, and they can make application. So there's a formal arrangement for that. It's not that the register is available for somebody to just come in and flick through if they wish, but if they have a particular issue and they want to assess whether that interest has been declared and those sort of things, there is a process for them to ask that question.
Okay. I just thought, you know, with the donation thing over such amount of money, it's all listed on the website, donations to a party or... from someone, no.
Yeah, through you, Madam Chair. Certainly state government and federal government are that way, but local government isn't. There is no requirement for donations and those sort of things to be registered as such, but a conflict of interest or a declaration of interest needs to be made if a councillor or an alderman has some arrangement or some activity that they've had with an individual, and then there's an application before council, then it's up to that alderman to make a declaration of interest at that time. So we don't keep a register of aldermen's interests in various things. The public interest disclosure requirements that we now have to include in our or the related parties disclosure we now have to include within our annual financial statements has a certain level of information that we have to publicly record.
So if I have a business and I'm directly doing business with the council,
yes,
then I have to declare that.
But that's through the related parties disclosure, not the public interest disclosure, which is another one.
Okay, thank you.
Is that a good one? Is your light on? Thank you. Any other comments?
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.2 is the annual plan progress report for the first 2 months of the financial year. Could I have a mover, please?
I'll move it.
Seconded.
Alderman Milne.
It's fairly obvious from the report that lots of work's gone into as being as accurate as we can. I don't really have anything else to add. Thanks.
Thank you. Alderman Martin.
Thank you. Nothing further to add.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Mill to close.
So closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.3, elected members' expenditure report. Could I have a mover for the motion, please? Can I find it?
So moved.
Do I have a seconder?
I'll second.
Thank you. Alderman Martin.
Nothing to add. It's all listed there in the report. Thank you.
Alderman Milne?
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Do I have any other comments, questions? Alderman Martin to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.1, financial report for August.
I move the financial report be received,
Chair. Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Madam Chair. The unfavourable result in the rates and service charges through you to the General Manager, and you make mention, I think it was mainly in relation to waste charges.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, Madam Chair. That's correct. Basically, what happened when we developed the budget, if you recall, we introduced new charging arrangements for commercial waste. When we put the budget together at that stage, we had budgeted on the basis of still charging the full rate and providing a remission for those properties where we are implementing it over a period of time. Mm-hmm. As it turned out, when the council adopted the budget at the end of June, we were able to actually do that as part of the rating resolution, which meant that we only charged for the amount that was then to be collected. Mm-hmm. So essentially what this report here asks council to approve is that by absolute majority we actually amend the budget to reduce the service charge by $410,833, yep. But at the same time reduce the expense of remissions by $410,833, so a nil effect, but it actually brings the budget back in line with what was actually
should be. I don't think I have anything more to add, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Martin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Look, the comments and explanation notes are quite clear and we're travelling okay, so I think it's a good report. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Just a further question before I do close, Madam Chair, and probably through you to the General Manager or to Kim. So I know we're only 2 or 3 months in, but how do you see it in your crystal ball? By the June 30th of next year, are we going to be sitting about where we estimated we'd be?
You're
going to answer it.
Oh, I'll answer it. See you, Madam Chair. I've got the microphone.
I didn't realise that.
See you, Madam Chair. At the current time, we're travelling as expected, and we have achieved a small positive result for July and August, but obviously it was very early in the year, so I'd hate to make prediction about 30th of June next year, but I would hope that we will certainly do better, at least achieve budget, if not better. That's the plan.
A little bit of fat in there somewhere. Consider it closed, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.1, the Devonport Jazz 2017 report. Do I have a mover, please?
Yeah, I'll move the report be received.
And a seconder? Thank you, Alderman Goodwin.
Seconded.
Alderman Goodwin.
Well, thanks, Madam Chair. It, obviously, these things are a drain on the public purse when we look at it. We get a deficit amount, but then I suppose, you know, that's the way it is when we start promoting these things. Would you not say so, Alderman Lakeham?
Yes.
Thank you.
Alderman Martin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, it is a cost to council, but the economic activity that it produces for the city, the retailers and tourist operators, I think it's well worth the funds for such an event. I know it hints that there might be a slight adjustment on the format in the report. I think there's always a good opportunity to refresh events, and that's probably a good way to move into the 2018 event. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Milne.
Hi. It's a wonderful opportunity for the city to have, you know, these acts coming in the middle of winter. People get out. I guess it's it drags them away from the pokies, so they get to, instead of having their entertainment thrusting their dollars through the poker machines, they get to go out and see some good entertainment. And we want more of it, don't we? Considering we've got such a proliferation of poker machines in this city. Every pub's got them. Thanks.
Thank you. I guess my question was around the contra flights. Is that part of the sponsorship income? Yes? Thank you. And the other question I had was, I was interested in the overspend on radio. I thought, was there a logical reason for that, or did we just overgo?
Through the Chair, I don't have a specific recollection as to the reason for that. I can provide the breakdown and circulate that to Alderman. Often advertising is gauged around ticket sales and how they're progressing, and traditionally in the local market, a lot of the ticket sales do come slowly, and at times advertising is need to be ramped up closer to the event. I suspect that was certainly the case this time around, but I will investigate further and have a look at that one.
Thank you. I just perhaps would have thought radio was one thing that could have been priced and budgeted as per the budget. Thank you. I look forward to the possibilities for next year. Do we have any other comments? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Chair.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2 is the Devonport Destination.
I'll move the recommendation, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder? Goodman.
That's all in the report, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Alderman Milne.
No, but not. I've got the broken one tonight. It's a very extensive report, and you know, the graphics look awesome. So, once again, lots of work put into it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
Yes, the Destination Action Plan. It identifies the challenges and opportunity that we have as a city, and how that connects up with the region. Certainly outlines some priorities that we need to investigate and to instigate. So it certainly gives us a foundation to work from moving into the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Chair.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.1, Governance and Finance Report.
Seconded.
Alderman Martin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Extensive report certainly lines out, outlines some highlights. One of them, of course, is the council website. And I note there's a 130% increase in July and 150% increase in August in regards to the visits to the site. And our social media is very active, even though during the winter months it has dropped off, but it certainly provides our residents and visitors access to information. And of course the Wi-Fi stats, live Wi-Fi, it's great for the city and certainly is an attractor for visitation to our municipality. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodman.
Nothing further to add, Madam Chair.
Any other questions, comments? Alderman Martin to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.2, Community Services Report for 2 September.
So moved.
Do I have a seconder? Alderman Milne, Alderman Martin.
Thank you again. Another good report. I note that the item 2.1.4, that our technicians at the deck have got a good rap from the schools that have hired the venue, which is good. We have really good technicians there. Also note that the Queen's baton relay gets a mention as well. It's coming to Devonport on the 7th of February, which should see procession through the streets of Devonport before it moves up the coast. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
Once again, very extensive report, wonderful work. I just wanted to talk about the book club that's on at the library at the moment, and just the amazing books that they're choosing. I'm reading along at home because, of course, we have the council on the same night as the book club, but it seems like an excellent way to engage our community and get them into the art gallery. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments? Questions? Alderman Goodwin.
Madam Chair, and this is probably a question, I'll put it probably through you to both the General Manager or perhaps Mr Crawford. On page 123, 2.2, the Droogs. Is it outspronounced, Mr General Manager, or you're a connoisseur of the arts, no doubt, or Mr Crawford perhaps? Or?
Oh, Mr Dobson. I wish we had more.
What's the Droogs?
Through you, Madam Speaker. The Droogs is the Devonport Regional Gallery's Young Members Committee for ages 18 to 30, and I'm led to believe they were named by one of the members from a term in Clockwork Orange.
There you go.
And you can't do it at
all. So is that correct, Mr General Manager? You have no idea. Thanks, Madam Chair.
You're very welcome, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Martin to close.
So closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Aye. Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.3, Minutes of Councils, Special Interest Groups and Advisory Boards. Do I have a mover of the recommendation?
So moved.
Alderman Martin, seconder?
Yes, seconded.
Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Martin.
Thank you. It's all in the minutes and the report. Thanks.
Alderman Goodwin.
Well, nothing further to add, Madam Chair.
Any other questions, queries, comments? Alderman Martin to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.4, unconfirmed minutes of the shared audit panel.
I'll move the recommendation that the minutes be received.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder? Alderman Goodwin.
Nothing further to add, Madam Chair. It's in the report.
Alderman Martin.
Nothing to add, thank you.
Any other questions, queries, comments? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. That being the end of the agenda of the open part of the meeting, I'll close the meeting at...
So moved.
Thank you. A mover into closed session. Thank you. And thank you, Alderman Martin, Alderman Milne. Any comments? Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. I'll then close the open part of this meeting at 5:50 something, 6? And we'll move into closed session.